Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby's sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
All right, she's stoked about it. Hey, everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
I surprised you with that, didn't I? It was a little fast, that cue. Coming to you once again from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, California. It's Tuesday, November 13th. California is on fire. But here we are nonetheless. So I want to see some hot name tags. That's terrible. We got name tags. There's at least 5 or 6 of them. Oh, look at that. There's no big ones today. It's interesting that you guys came here in your cars and you couldn't bring a big name tag. You know what I mean? If you're on public transportation, I get it. That one's pretty big. What's yours say, dude? And I asked you what it said, not... not point it in my direction and hope that I could read it. It's a machete thing?
Mike Chete.
Mike Chete. I like it. You win. In my book, you win. Good luck. I hope you get chosen. Doug Plugs just announced I'm doing 2 stand-up shows at Cap City Comedy in Austin, Texas on New Year's Eve and a Douglas Movies taping at the same place on Saturday, December 29th at 4:20. CapCityComedy.com.
Yeah.
Oh, guys into it. This did you think that I said something else? This Saturday, did you think that was a cue? Doug Loves Movies is back in Sweet Home San Diego at the American Comedy Company at 4:20. New York, 12 Guests of Christmas. East Coast, November 25 and 26. L.A., 12 Guests of Christmas. West Coast, December 2 and 3. For all of my dates and deeds and links, oh my, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
You guys nailed it. You passed the audition. So I opened it up at the beginning of the show. You may have seen me with one of these on Periscope today, but I'm giving away tonight a Taylor Swift VIP box. The final one that I'm giving away. I'm keeping one because, you know, you got to keep one. But but I ended up getting so many of these stupid things that I'm giving it away. And it's got it's heavy. We should get an audience member to vouch for how heavy this thing is. Here, hold that, and then tell me what you think about it.
I think you're just weak.
Okay, that's interesting. Listen how weak I am. Yeah, I hope the podcast listeners could hear how violent and loud that was. But somebody's going home with that and all the stuff brought by my guests. Yeah, as you can see, we have four chairs. You guys ready to meet my guests? We got a lot of new, fresh meat tonight, plus some old bees, and I'm very excited about all of it. Please give it up for Rebecca McKendry, Michael Giacchino, Louis Katz, and Eli Roth. I think I said all their names right, but yet they refuse to appear. And all it takes is one. Oh, there you go. It takes one bold leader to guide everybody, get the whole group out here. What an amazing assemblage. Let's meet them individually, starting with the lady all the way on the far end down there.
Howdy.
It's Rebecca McKendry, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah. Co-writer, co-director of All the Creatures Were Stirring.
Correct.
Available for us to see when?
December 4th, and then we are going to be on Shudder just a little bit right after that.
Shudder, of course, is the horror movie.
Netflix of horror.
Yeah, they've had to put ads on my show.
Yeah, they kick ass.
I don't know. Yeah, they're great, but I don't think the ads moved much. I don't think I got them any business because they stopped calling, but... Congratulations for being on there.
Thank you.
And you co-directed and co-wrote this movie with your husband.
Correct.
Yeah, who is here in attendance. Let's hear it for him.
Stop.
Yeah. Is it an anthology style? Is it a few stories?
It's a Christmas horror anthology.
I'm in.
And so, yeah. The concept is Los Angeles on Christmas Eve, because we've always been kind of like Los Angeles has a different vibe on Christmas Eve than every place else in America.
Right, because everybody leaves.
Yeah.
And the people that are left are fucking scared of Christmas-related nightmare scenarios.
Exactly. And
yeah.
So we go through five different tales of terror on Christmas Eve.
It's like The Purge, but unadvertised. You know what I mean? It's like, let's keep it amongst ourselves, but Christmas here in L.A., we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, it's kind of the Wild
There's
West
no laws.
Here.
Yeah, it's really weirdly empty and strange, because no one's from here, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I heard you're a fan of the show.
I am.
And so I'm excited to have you. And, you know, of course, none of the answers tonight will be horror films.
Damn.
I hope you do well nonetheless. I can't with Eli here. You can't do horror movies because he's the, you know. Wait, you... You went to school and studied?
Were you going
to
finish that sentence?
I was going to say that you had a PhD in horror, but she genuinely does.
I genuinely...
She really has one.
I am a doctor. I literally have a PhD entirely focused in horror films.
There you go. So you don't have that. You just sort of... No. It's honorary.
I have like a... an honorary.
I teach
like a
horror
Yoda
film
horror.
At USC.
You're grandfathered in through your work, I think. But also joining us for the first time, and I'm so excited about it, it's Michael Giacchino, everybody. Who, if you don't know him by name, it's because it's confusing. The way it's spelled and the way it's pronounced are slightly different. It looks like Giacchino.
Yeah, it's an Italian.
Yeah, and it's Giacchino. Yeah,
this is
I don't know why
with.
I gave them both such a heavy Italian accent, but but composer of so many amazing film scores, Les Incredibles 2,
Deux,
exactly, But so many great scores, and of course the
TV, few bad ones.
TV program lost. Wait, you have bad ones?
Yeah.
What's?
I brought those with me to give away.
You really did? Yeah. What's an example of a? You think you?
Oh, I did a movie that was called My Brother the Pig, but the great thing about this movie, it stars Eva Mendes. It has Scarlett Johansson and the other guy.
Well, next
guy
to them, who? Yeah. What guy is not going to seem like
this
a pig?
This was like, I think it was Scarlett's first movie. Anyway. It was
really?
About her little brother gets turned into a pig, believe it or not. It's fascinating.
Was this one of the first things you ever scored?
It was one of the first films, like full films that I ever did, that's for sure. I never made it to a movie screen. The first movie I did that made it to a movie screen was The Incredibles. But there were a few other ones, you know, prior to that that barely made it onto DVD. So it was, and a lot of video games and, you know, stuff like that.
All right.
Yeah. Is it weird I want to finish early so I can go home and watch My Brother the Pig?
Yeah, let's wrap this up early. Eli's got a movie to watch. He's very excited. Very inspired. And you threw your hat into the directing ring after composing the score for so many things.
Yeah.
With a short film.
Yeah, I did a short film with Patton Oswalt and Ben Schwartz.
But no strangers to this program?
No. It was a blast. I had Patton, Ben, Dermot Mulroney, Amy Brenneman, Benedict Wong, and Tom Everett Scott. And it was a blast. And it's, I don't want to explain too much about it because eventually you'll hopefully get to see it, but it is an insane, insane film, and it mostly is about Patton, who I love more than life, you know, itself.
Patton Oswalt.
Absolutely.
Not Patton, the famous
historical
figure.
I like them both, actually. Yeah. I have posters of both of them above my bed.
Is this short available to be seen yet by people? Because I know it was at a film festival that I was at recently.
Yeah, it's going to a couple festivals, and then it'll be, I'll put it out. Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And what's it called again?
Monster Challenge. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did I send you the link?
And you did, and I haven't.
You didn't watch it.
I haven't watched it yet because
he says send me the link, and then it doesn't.
Because you know. I really like seeing everything on the big screen if possible, but knowing that I have it. For that moment where I'm like, oh shit, the world's about to end. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to see this on a big screen.
Then
I'll just watch it.
Yeah. Well, we have it on my phone. We can
during
watch
the last
it
10 minutes of Earth.
Yeah.
last 10 minutes of our existence, I'm going to watch Monster Challenge.
There you go.
It'll be my own personal Monster Challenge.
It's 13 minutes, so.
Oh shit, are you kidding me? Yeah. Oh man.
So just back it up a little bit.
I got to change some
things. Do some math.
I got to rearrange some shit to make that happen, but I'm going to try to fit it in. It's on my just before I die bucket list. So there's a few other errands I might have to run. But thank you so much for being here. And,
thanks for having me.
Do you enjoy movie trivia and that sort
of
thing?
I do. I happen to love movies.
All right, because Eli is a tough competitor.
Oh, I know. I'm going to suck tonight, but it's all right. We'll soldier on.
All right, and also joining us tonight is Louis Katz, everybody.
Oh. Thank you.
Second or third appearance on the show, maybe.
Second
time, yeah. And you've got you reached out to me because you've got something to promote.
Oh yeah, my new album just came out, Catskills. That's my thank you.
Because his name is Katz.
It's a all right, good.
Catskills.
You know a joke is good when you have to explain it to people. That's
well, you know, I guess if they see it, your name and your face, then they'll get it. But, you know, here we have to walk them through it.
Yeah.
And it's out already.
Yeah, it just came out like a week ago. It's my second album. It just came out.
All right, yeah. Everything's your second thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything you do. This is my second one, and very excited about it. And thank you for coming back.
Well, thanks for having me back.
All right.
Hopefully, I'll do better this time.
Oh, you did badly before?
You know, it was Leonard Maltin, so it was a weird vibe.
Oh,
I'm
Leonard,
not saying he's bad. I'm just saying
Leonard
he was
himself was on
yes,
the show.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're not gonna. Why would you want to defeat Leonard Maltin? Want to like let him win.
Exactly.
Because he deserves it.
Yeah.
Eli Roth, everybody. You ever have any run-ins with Leonard Maltin? Because there's no way he likes your movies.
I got one.
He might like the house with the clock in the walls.
I got one middle finger up from Leonard Maltin. Actually, No, Leonard Maltin was great. He did History of Horror.
He's in it. You're right. Yeah, so he shows up constantly.
That's sort of the tell of like, how much does their hatred of my movies outweigh their love of other movies? And I don't know if he hates me, but he did the show, which was cool.
Yeah, but he's not going to, you know, he didn't speak to, he didn't talk about Hostel.
No, I don't think he ever saw it, would admit to having
You talked
seen
to him
it.
About, you know, his groundbreaking cameo in Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
We have that in there for sure.
Yeah, you showed him being murdered by the Gremlins.
We did. We had Leonard Maltin getting killed.
I believe that's his only screen appearance. Because, you know, most people that are movie reviewers and, you know, TV correspondents, they play themselves in a million different movies. But that's the only one Leonard's been in is Gremlins 2.
And he should retire after that, because what better movie is there than Gremlins 2?
He killed it. It's so good. But speaking of things that are good or even great, Eli Roth's History of Horror on AMC. Have you guys been watching that?
I'll take that as a resounding
Jesus,
yes.
You couldn't fucking fake it?
Nobody.
Does no one have cable anymore? Is that what's happening?
I think it's the comedy crowd. No one's
They're
into
too into comedy and not enough into horror.
12:40. It's in the wonderful time slot of 12:40 on a Sunday.
They do run it really late. DVR you have to watch Talking Dead twice to see it.
That's true. It's been a discussion. That being said, the show's it's really doing great. And
they're going to bring it back for more, maybe.
We hope. Yeah, it's looking that way. So the last episode, Ghosts, will be on Sunday.
Yeah, so get it together, everybody. Sunday if you night, see just pretend Steven to watch it if you have to. But get a good rating for it so that he'll make more. Because whenever you do get around to watching the episodes, they're really comprehensive guides to horror movies. And also, thanks to Walking Dead, AMC does not flinch at showing really violent moments
like
from these horror movies.
It's like the greatest hits of kills. It's just like if you want to see more decapitations and dismemberments packed into 44 minutes.
Yeah, if you're like at all like I don't want it to suddenly happen, I need some build up. There's montages of
like, let's
murder.
Because we sit there, we're like, let's just do every Friday the 13th kill in 25 seconds. And they're like, this is wonderful.
Oh, you
like,
have the sleeping
right,
bag against the tree, right?
Yes.
We just
no, they show that twice and then another time in slow motion.
Oh, damn right they do. Okay.
You can distill basically every horror movie kill down to like 30. Like you can take a movie and crunch it into 15 seconds of gore that we do. And all
you're
you
like,
do
look,
is kind
Kevin
of
Bacon was in Friday the 13th. And
it's nonstop. It's like my Terror in the Aisles, if you remember that movie.
But it's so funny because it's extremely violent, but when somebody says the word shit, they bleep it.
They do. I get a kick out of that,
it's
too.
It's so fucking
but
funny.
We have Stephen King trash talking The Shining and Quentin Tarantino talking Twilight. It's just weird conversations. Jordan Peele's really into Interview with the Vampire. Like we like went deep with it. And Jordan Peele told this crazy story about his mom. That his mom, I was talking to him about Get Out as a possession movie, and he told this story about how his mom used to do this game when he wanted something that she didn't want to give him. He'd be like, "Can I have that candy bar?" And she would just go, "Mommy isn't here now, Jordan." And it like really fucked him up. And basically, I was like, so pretty much Get Out is like, we're all making movies of stuff that freaked us out when we were five, essentially.
Yeah, when you were five, you went to Europe and ended up in a torture den.
A weird childhood.
Well, I'm so happy to have two horror historians on the panel tonight, and an amazing composer and a hilarious comedian. And what did you guys bring to contribute to the prize bag? Let's start with Rebecca.
Okay, I brought a couple of things. So I brought a Shockwave shirt, which is the podcast I host for Blumhouse.
Cool.
So a horror podcast. I brought a Blu-ray of The Baby, weird 1973 shocksploitation about a man baby. And after you watch this weird shocksploitation about a man baby, you can watch me do commentary about why it's historically important. Boom. Okay, still going. I brought a VHS.
You won me over at man baby.
Man baby, I know, right there. We're all in. I brought a VHS copy of 1974 Leif Garrett film, The Devil Times Five, that was previously owned by Johnny Ramone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to part with that?
I'm going to let Bob Murawski, Academy Award winning editor, gave it to my husband, and it's been sitting on our shelf for a while, and I feel like somebody, we need to pass on the Johnny Ramone Leif Garrett love here.
All right.
And then last but not
least. Does anybody here have a VHS player?
I do. Oh, I see a couple of hands.
The people that are going to win it.
And last but not least, my five-year-old daughter drew a picture of you.
What?
Dressed as Santa Claus with the winner tonight. And I asked her, she didn't know what the winner would look like, so she drew a Tyrannosaurus Rex. So she has predicted that a Tyrannosaurus Rex will win tonight.
It's usually the oldest member of the audience so that wins. Well, that is what a terrific batch of stuff. Could you just slide that down the table?
Pass that on.
Old
down.
Western well, bar style.
Like a beer. There.
And let's talk to Louis Katz about what he brought from the bag.
I got a, I made a poster for my new album, the cover. It's called Catskills. Remember that part?
And, yeah.
There's a poster. It's a pretty cool poster. It's art
it's
by this.
Nice.
Belgian artist named Elzo Dirt. So as that poster, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
It is cool. You can't hear it on the over audio how cool it looks, but it does look cool.
It's really cool.
And then also I bought this the download card for my first album, If These Balls Could Talk, which is a funnier title, but still.
That is a sexy picture.
With the sexy picture of me on the front. It's a postcard. You can actually send this in the mail. Before you do, though, you might want to download the album because you get the album for free with this download card.
Oh, okay.
So that's two prizes in
one. You can only use the download card once, though?
Yeah. What, are you going to just bootleg it and sell it everywhere?
I'm just saying, like you said, you make sure you download it first before you send it to somebody.
You send it in the mail, and then the someone who's seeing it file in the mail is going to say, oh, I can just download it now, and then you don't have the download code.
Yeah. That's why I thought it would be good to be able to do it twice. Now, Michael Giacchino, you know, I mean, when I'm asking people to, you know, I'm so grateful that he was willing to appear on the show when I was like, bring something for the prize bag. He doesn't know what that means.
I don't think you even said that.
I said, yeah, bring a little something, a little token, a little trinket.
I don't think those words were spoken.
Well, yeah, because we've never spoken. It was
we met.
It was
on
through
a radio.
Twitter DMs. Yeah.
Well, I did bring something.
So he didn't bring something to give away, but he brought something that you can touch.
But you can touch it.
The winner tonight gets to touch these items.
All right. This is a shofar. This was used on the very first. It gets good. Hold on. This was used on the very first Planet of the Apes movie. So that is this.
That's pretty amazing.
So this was
so you could blow into it or touch it.
There are any number of things you could do with this.
Caress it and hope that it...
That's this.
Hope that a Charlton Heston genie appears.
And then, so this was given to me by the...
What are your wishes?
I don't know. I don't think you can break through it.
What are your goddamn wishes?
Anyway, on the radio. And then I brought this. This is from Lost.
Look at that, you guys. That's from Lost.
Yeah.
That was a popular show.
It doesn't have any heroin in it, I don't think. No, it's all out.
It's all out of heroin.
Yeah.
I hate it when the heroin dispenser's empty.
I know.
You go up all excited. Oh, heroin.
I misunderstood. What can I say? I misunderstood.
I mean, somehow me not telling you to bring anything at all translated into bring some stuff for people to touch.
I literally brought it because I just thought he would think it's cool. I don't know. But there we go. We'll figure out something.
Yeah. No, seriously, I think both of those items, I think if you blow into one and touch the other, I'm not going to be more explicit. But I think if you do both of those things, you probably have a lot of good luck coming your way.
It's like see them
Seems
more.
Very lucky. Do you have to have shofar? Do you have to have skills to play it? Or does it just blow into it?
There are people that can do it really well.
To Kiagadola.
Like song of the angels.
All right. Oh shit, we got a real Okay, well, without even holding that thing.
You guys are giving me some serious fucking Rosh Hashanah flashbacks. It's fucking up my vibe, I'm going to be honest. I was thinking about movies. Now I'm thinking I'm really fucking hungry from not having eaten all day. And I have to go to the Clavins house and sit through their shitty buffet again.
The Clavins.
Clavin! All right, so what do you have for the winner to touch, Eli?
Well, other than Michael Giacchino, I have your very own copy. I don't know if people have even Blu-ray and DVD and digital players anymore.
I don't know what they have anymore.
I got a copy of The Green Inferno.
Yeah.
Like Green
Signed.
Inferno. Signed. And then I brought one of these. I don't know if I can unroll it because it has nudity, but this is one of the forbidden banned Hostel 2 posters that we weren't allowed to put up. Of Bijou
what
Phillips
kind of
naked
nudity?
Holding her Unroll decapitated
it.
Head.
Oh, I love it already.
Yeah, this is a rare one. So
you wanna... Ooh, these were all types of controversial. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. There you are. Hostel 2, the poster. The banned one. Signed. It's an original. You can put it up in your room and your parents will be so proud. And say it's a work of art. So that's what I brought.
I
so
love it.
I wouldn't say touch it, but maybe it'll inspire some touching.
I love, too, how all of us as a group didn't bring a bag. It's just a pile of things. There you go. All right. Oh, you're folding it up proper. I like it. Rolling it up proper. Thank you. Oh, you put that little sleeve on there?
It's a little condom.
That's nice. That's
a little poster
nice.
Condom. There we
are. All right. So somebody's going to get all this stuff and then have to figure out how to get it home. And congratulations in advance. All right. We're running a little bit behind, but we're doing good. So just a quick question for everybody before we move on to the game portion of the show. Rebecca, what was the last movie that you saw?
I saw the new Suspiria.
Okay. Got some fans of that clapping over there. What did you feel about it?
I loved it. It's the complete opposite of the original one, and somehow it's twice as long. But I had a really
it's
good
like
time
Bizarro
with it.
Suspiria?
It really is. It's like everything that the original Suspiria did, this one kind of flipped and did the exact opposite. The original was really contained. This blows up the world. The original was really stylized. This is not as much, especially with the architecture. But yeah, it was still really good.
Wow. You really thought about that. For me, my entire review was, yeah, that was long. But
it was that.
Yeah, and it had some dancing in there. Did the original Suspiria have dancing?
Not as much. There was really only one scene of dancing in the original Suspiria. She was in a rehearsal for about 30 seconds before she collapsed, and that was the only dancing. This
so
one,
somebody,
like,
yeah, when they went to remake it, they were like, you know what that movie needed is more dancing.
Like an actual performance. But the dancing, like, it becomes part of, like, the ritual. I like that this one was more of, like, a witch story. Like, it was from the witch's point of view, whereas the original was not. You really didn't find out about the witches until the end.
It felt very Black Swan to me.
It did.
Yeah.
Except with more of like a modern dance twist.
Yeah, yeah, and more intentionally being a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Louis, what was the last movie you saw?
It's kind of embarrassing. I knew Eli was going to be on the panel, so I ran out last night and saw the house with the clock in the walls. So we'd have some
That's
like
nice.
Something to banter about, you know, Bear Jew meets Otter Jew, and we can bond over.
I like it. Tov Mod.
No, okay, but how does daylight savings time affect the house with the clock in the walls?
It's a very good question. It would give them an extra hour to stop the ticking clock.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Yeah.
That's good. Maybe that's something for the sequel.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Note to self.
What was it like for you making, like, what was clearly your most, like, you've never made a movie that, like, families could watch, right?
Well, I couldn't decapitate people, but I could axe a pumpkin in the head.
Sure.
And have blood splatter. And so I just sort of substituted things. I basically took a really, like a really sweet scene of a kid experiencing magic for this first time. And then I was like, what if, and there's like a topiary lion that comes alive. And then I was like, what if the lion just like shits leaves all over the kid? And they're like, is that okay? And I was like, no, let's just have him like the kid smiling and then, and like them in the test screenings and the Amblin execs, you know, I have to explain this to Steven Spielberg. Like, yeah. This is my idea. Like, take your, imagine an E.T. if when they're hugging, E.T. shit on him. How great would that be? Like, and you know, the test screening, it was like number one favorite thing, pooping tree. It worked. It was fun. It was basically like the trick.
That's my
was,
favorite Shel Silverstein book. Pooping tree.
And then at the end, I was like, what if the tree, there's a talking chair, and then what if we had like a whole thing and the family's hugging? I was like, what if the tree, like the lion, like shits on the chair and the chair gets mad and goes after him with a chainsaw? And I sent my CGI, this is me making a kids movie. I sent the CGI artists the last shot of Texas Chainsaw Massacre of Leatherface swinging around. And nice. I said, do that exactly with the chair. Yeah. And they did. So people are watching it, and horror fans were like, whoa, that's a weird, dark ending. It was fun.
It's PG, though, right?
We did get a PG. That
damn,
was the goal.
Damn, not even PG-13.
No, I wanted PG.
You skated in there.
Yep. It's like, it's legit creepy. Like, there's parts that are legit creepy. But I would say nothing was creepier than being an adult balding man going to see a children's movie at 10 p.m. on a Monday. That was probably the creepiest thing about that screening yesterday.
Yeah, those late night kids really look at you funny. What the fuck are you doing here? We're up past our bedtime. What's your excuse? All right, Michael Giacchino, what was the last movie you saw?
In a theater or any?
Could be in any format.
Shin Godzilla.
What?
Oh. Yeah. Anyone see that? Shin Godzilla?
Yeah.
That thing is batshit crazy. Mm-hmm. I love that movie. Did you see it?
No, it sounds like Schindler's List meets Godzilla.
Finally. Godzilla,
like your two favorite movies combined. Sounds awesome. Nazis and Godzilla. Like, what?
Yeah.
Think of the money they saved on ovens. Listen, you guys. That was a solid, terrible joke.
And I'm so proud.
Hey, Godzilla. Come over here. I need you to do something.
Number four is out of gas.
Oh, no.
It got dark quick. It got dark. We went from kids' movies to ovens.
Yeah. Well, sorry, everybody. But you liked it?
I loved it. It's a, I'm a big, I love monster movies, and I love especially Japanese monster movies, and this is just another telling of Godzilla, but it is insanely incredible, the effects that they've done for this thing. I thought for sure it was all like models and guy in a suit, but it was all CG, but they did it in a way with long lenses and everything to really make it look like models. I'm sure this is not interesting to anyone except for me, which is why I sat there by myself
watching
it. I'm going to
go check it out right away if I remember what it's...
Shin?
Think of Shin. Like when Godzilla. You're watching Schindler's List tonight, think of Godzilla.
When I'm watching it tonight.
Schindler's Godzilla.
When you're going to sleep to Schindler's List tonight, just be like, oh, Godzilla.
Ray Fiennes has a really Godzilla kind of vibe in this role. Is what I'll say to myself. What about you, Eli? Do you have a last movie that you saw?
I don't want to say the reason I was a little late was because I was watching the unrated director's cut of Silent Night, Deadly Night. But that may or may not be true. It's true.
That's a real thing?
Yeah, there's a director's
just
cut.
Just in time for the holidays?
Yeah, it's just in time for the holidays. I was in a slasher mood because the other night I went to the theater and I saw the original Suspiria with Goblin playing. Mm-hmm. And for super nerds like Rebecca's husband.
There's one over there.
Well, no. It's they played the movie and they played the score live with it. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's neat. Yeah.
That was the last movie I saw. And I've just been on like an Argento and then slide. And then I went and slid into 80s slasher.
All right. Well, wow. He's really walking the walk, you guys.
Well, I have free time now, so yeah, it's what I do. It's literally,
I mean,
what
did
I
you
do.
Ever think you'd be that your love of horror would lead you to be a historian? That you'd have a show called The History of Anything?
No, the fact that I am
history
some
of
sort
horror
of,
is really lofty.
No, it was fun. I wanted to do like a Ken Burns instead of baseball, people's heads being chopped
instead
off.
Of a boring thing. How about
instead
a movie
of the Civil
a thing
War?
About interesting stuff.
Just have like montages of zombies ripping people's heads off and
yeah,
their guts.
And now you can do lots of different subsets, and you know, there's so many different categories that
there's
you could
a lot.
Do. Yeah. I'm excited for more. And one more time, remind everybody to watch Sunday night is the last episode, and it's about ghosts.
And it's right? Very scary about ghosts. Yeah, no, we talk about The Shining. This is where Stephen King goes into The Shining, and he explains why he doesn't like it. And I got to, it's the first time I met him, and I got to sit down and really talk to him about it. It was awesome.
Well, I saw The Shining when I was a child, and I had read the book, and I was disappointed, much like Stephen King was. And I wrote, this is like back in the day where you write a letter to someone, and I wrote him a letter, and he sent back on a little 3x5 card a typed response that he also signed, and it was, you know, I said, they fucked up your movie. I thought it was terrible. Because I didn't know any better. Of course, since then, I've realized it's a classic. But at the time, I was just sucking up to Stephen King. Man, they ruined your fucking book. And then he wrote back. He was very, you know, well, this happens sometimes. You know, it's an adaptation. And, you know, just because I don't like it doesn't mean that others won't like it. And he's very, he's very nice about it. Like, yeah, he really cut Kubrick a break. Which Kubrick, of course, needed because he never did anything any good. He never made Maximum Overdrive. So, but it was still really neat to get a response from somebody like that. You know,
do you still have it?
I think so. I think it's somewhere in my all of my stuff. But all right.
Did you write him a letter after Maximum Overdrive?
Dude, Emilio Estevez was miscast. He could never fight machines. He doesn't have what it takes. Should have used his brother. This movie needed some sheen.
Sheen versus machine.
Machine.
Would have
I love
been
it.
So much better.
Sheen versus machine.
It's like Minimum Overdrive with Amelia.
All right. Well, that's the movies. Oh, I saw Divide and Conquer, the Roger Ailes story, and that guy's an asshole. Now it's time for me to say, let the games begin. People brought name tags that they fashioned out of various things. That one guy over there looks like he just wrote his name on a napkin or something. And each of you just select one that you would like to play on behalf of tonight to win all the prize pile. Just go, stand up and physically go grab the one you like. And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages. Today's show is brought to you in part by Blue Chew. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed by going to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color, brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code DLM.
Just pay $5 shipping. That's BLUEChew.com, promo code DLM to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. Today's show is also brought to you in part by DC Universe. If you're a DC fan, you've got to check out the latest live-action series, Titans, available now on DC Universe. Titans premiered on October 12th, and new episodes are available for streaming every Friday through the end of the year. Titans, the first original series to launch on DC Universe, follows a group of young, soon-to-be superheroes, including Dick Grayson, who's moonlighting as the dangerous vigilante Robin, now independent of his longtime partnership with Batman, Rachel Roth, a.k.a. Raven, the mysterious Corey Anders, a.k.a. Starfire, and the lovable Gar Logan as the mischievous Beast Boy. As they get caught up in a conspiracy that could bring hell on Earth, they become not only a surrogate family, but a fearless band of new young heroes. Check out this gritty take on the classic Teen Titans franchise from executive producers Akiva Goldsman, Jeff Johns, Greg Berlanti, Greg Walker, Sarah Schechter, and John Fawcett. Titans is available only on DC Universe on your favorite devices. Join the Ultimate DC membership at DCUniverse.com for only $7.99 a month, or get 20% off an annual membership. That's DCUniverse.com. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. Great job, everybody. Name tags have been selected. Who are you playing on behalf of, Rebecca?
I am playing on behalf of Jason of Frankenstein.
Okay. Yeah, he's been to the show a bunch of times. I saw it on the internet today, and I was like, that's not going to get picked. What do you got, Louie?
I got Strip Travis.
There it is. In the darkness, I thought he put my face on Demi Moore, but turns out it's his face. And it's troubling.
He wrote some kind of weird message on the back of this. It's kind of.
No, that's for later in the show.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's if you lose. I have to read that out loud. What do you got there, Michael?
I got Good Dill Hunting. I just like that he used construction paper.
Yeah, it's really a
I thought it was really nice
project. Yeah. He's got me say, how do you like them apples?
How do you like them apples? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
It's
I love
good,
it.
Right?
Yeah, it's great. Who are you playing for? Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Love Actually In.
Actually, Ian.
I don't know if he's Italian or his name is Ian.
Is your name
it's
Ian?
Actually, Ian.
Ian.
It's actually
Ian.
And I'm the only person on the planet that truly hated this movie.
Well, so I'm not a huge fan of it.
Because I love the Black Adder and I love all of Richard Curtis, and this movie was like a punch in the face.
It's a little rough when the most romantic moment is a guy admitting that he loves a woman who's married to his best friend.
That was weird. The montage of hugging at the airport at the end. It's like feeding a puppy. Like the cheapest.
That's the one upside to 9/11 is that people can't
say goodbye at the gate anymore.
Sure, we'll never.
It really killed romance at the airports.
Yeah, it's over. They'll arrest you for that now. That's considered terrorism, Doug. Don't even joke about it.
Do you like gummy bears, Eli?
I did when I was 12.
You grew out of it?
Well, I grew out of all my clothes. That's why I was a husky in my bar mitzvah suit. Mrs. Roth, your son's not a large. He's a husky. So, yeah, I don't eat him now, but I'm sure somebody here will.
He should be at the front of the sled and the Iditarod. All right. Oh, shit, I ruined everything by tearing that off of there. But, you know, if you don't want these gummy bears, I'm going to take them.
Take them.
You know what I mean? You go down to the fire station and donate them because the firefighters are working hard. No, they actually say don't bring stuff to the fire stations. It's all about donating money if you want to help out with the Malibu and Northern California fires. Let's play some games. Yeah.
Woo!
We're going to start. I'm giving away this Taylor Swift box tonight. So we're going to start with a game that I call Swift Justice. I'm going to read the description of a movie from IMDb, and that movie shares a title with a Taylor Swift song. An unrelated Taylor Swift song. And you can guess as often as you like, and the first person with the full correct title wins. Are you ready for it?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yep. That's nobody like, else does.
That's the only Taylor Swift song I knew, and you just... It's gone.
That's the only one you know? You don't know Shake It Off?
Yeah. Okay, I do know that one.
Okay. That's not the
Maybe
answer.
Maybe two more.
All right. This is a... It is the name of a Taylor Swift song that's unrelated to the movie that's about a boy and a girl from different backgrounds fall in love regardless of their upbringing, and then
Romeo and Juliet.
Tragedy strikes.
West Side Story.
My Girl.
No, that would be a boy and a girl from different backgrounds fall in love, and then it becomes a B movie.
Haters gonna hate.
That was Shake It Off.
Did you know that My Girl, that they promoted that movie by saying Mac is back? Yeah. Like, why would you coerce people that love Home Alone into watching this movie where he dies of bee stings? Seems very cruel. All right, so nobody knows it yet, so I'm going to add a few more clues, starting with the tagline for this movie was, "Love means never having to say you're sorry."
Love Story?
Love Story.
That is right. Rebecca got it. Love Story. Yeah, rated PG for language and a love scene.
Some hockey, too.
I would hope there's a fucking love scene in Love Story. What a rip if there wasn't. Yeah, from 1970, starring Ryan O'Neal and Ally McGraw. There you go. Rebecca won that game, everybody. All it means is she gets to go first in the next game.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, and then we'll go to Louie and Michael and Eli in that order, because we're going to play How Long Is It? Yeah, this game, you could feel the excitement about this game. How long is it? I'm going to name a thing, and then you guys have to guess how long it is. It'll make more sense when I tell you what the thing is.
Keep it ambiguous.
And it's Price is Right style, so it's closest without going over. And Rebecca gets to bid first. I'll write down the bids if they're complicated. That was more of a note to myself. Doug Lee, you got this. You don't have to write it down. Rebecca, how long in days did it take to shoot Catch Me If You Can, starring Tom Hanks?
Can you go with 96?
96 days, she says. 96. I'm getting a pen out because I'm probably going to have to write these down. Louis, what do you think?
I think 89.
89 days?
Yes, days. I'm going with days as the unit of measurement.
So you got a 77-day window there.
Yeah.
In which you are hoping to win. I wrote it down under Michael. Hang on. Fixed it. Michael?
I'm going to say 72.
Okay. You guys are keeping it tight. I like it. Eli, what do you think?
Well, since Michael took my guess, I'm going to go with 66.
You want to say 72?
I do now.
You're going 66. All right. So Eli Roth, director, says 66. Rebecca, director as well, 96. Michael, composer / director, says 72. And Louis says 89.
I direct things. I've directed stuff. I got credits.
I'm sorry. I just saw what I thought would be a funny... I selected this because it is quite impressive. Steven Spielberg and Leo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks made that movie in 52 days.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah, right? It had like as many locations, I think. Like, holy
shit.
That's
what I was saying. It was when he was in a period of like Munich or moving fast. And there are not a lot of locations in that movie.
There's not?
Mostly airports. And I think it was
not. Oh, you think it was the same airport? They just changed some signs?
They did that in the terminal.
You think, well, yeah, but that was the same airport the whole time.
That movie was shot in 3 days. And it showed.
Tom had to prepare for the role. He had to live in a terminal longer than it took to shoot the movie. Because the guy that was based on really lived in the terminal for an insane amount of time. But anyway, so 52 days. So that means none of you won that game. Yeah, so we have to send you all home. But thank you for playing. Rebecca still remains in the catbird seat for the final game. She gets to go first, but we're going to switch the order around. More about that in a moment. Because we're going to play Last Man Stanton. Now, the idea of this game is that we get the name of an actor or actress, preferably one with a lot of credits, from a pre-selected audience member. And then I like to play along in this game. So Rebecca will go first, and then me, then Eli, then Michael, then Louie. And the idea is we have to name movies that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you also have one lifeline. You can go to your person whose name tag you chose once. So one time Eli can go to Ian, and Michael can go to Good Dill Hunting, and Louie can go to Bearded Stripper. And then, of course, there's Jason of Frankenstein. Helping out Rebecca. Where is Adam _ Yencho?
Yo.
Yo. What's up, man?
Hello.
Hello. It's acceptable answer to what's up. What's going on? Hello. And your name is Adam.
It is?
Yeah, you went with your real name. On Twitter, bold move. What is your suggestion today for this game?
Stan Lee.
Oh, lovely tribute to the late Stan Lee. Very, very sad news that he had passed. Have you been by his star on the Walk of Fame? Is over by Buffalo Wild Wings, and I'm serious. Just over on Hollywood near La Brea, and there's lovely a bunch of stuff there, and tribute of him, a sign that says Excelsior. You know, you get the idea. All right, so that's incredibly sad. Thanks for that. Welcome. Yeah, and also thanks for, you know, I mean, all you got to do is name Marvel movies, basically. But where is Jake Claycock? Is that right? Did I write that down right? Where are you at?
Right here.
Hey, dude. Your name's really Jake Claycock?
Yeah.
Is that because you have clay cocks in your walls? You don't have to answer that. That was a silly question. Is that your actual last name, though? Claycock?
No, but it's not.
Oh, my God, that'd be the best.
It's Laycock. His last name's Laycock.
Oh, so his name on Twitter is Jake C. Laycock?
Yeah.
Okay. Makes a lot more sense. But now you have a great new nickname. What's up, Claycock? All right, Jake, I'm going for a second suggestion, because as much as I love Stan Lee, I want to try to really make this interesting. What do you have?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Okay. Feels like we've played her recently, but, you know, with Halloween and everything, you gotta... She was great on your History of Horror show.
She was an awesome guest.
Yeah, she's...
Telling her story about the first time she had to scream, she'd never screamed in her life.
Yeah, never had a reason to scream. Tony Curtis is her
dad, and a lot of people didn't know
she had no reason to scream. Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know that Janet Leigh was her mom.
No, I know.
I was watching
the show next to someone who was like, wow, that's awesome. That's crazy. I didn't even know that. Yeah, pretty amazing. All right. Wait, does Jamie Lee Curtis have a daughter? And why isn't she in the next biggest horror film of all time?
Do you really want me make to answer that question?
Oh, really?
Is no, there an answer? Rumors. No, I don't know. I don't know if she has a daughter. She might. With Christopher Guest, that'd be like a super child.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah. That'd be a great kid. And that's when Doug became a kidnapper. Okay, so we've got the films of Stan Lee and Jamie Lee Curtis, and I'm pretty sure there's not one that both have been in. So we'll take turns naming movies from the two of them, and like I said, if you can't think of one, we'll go to your lifeline. Rebecca, start us off.
It just has to be Stan Lee or Jamie Lee Curtis?
Uh-huh.
Stan Lee, Mallrats.
You know, I'm guessing we're not going to have to identify which one each time. But maybe. I'll go next and I'll say Jamie Lee Curtis, Trading Places. Eli?
I'll say Jamie Lee Curtis, Road Games.
Yeah. Oh, that is very nice pull. Was that based on a previous movie? Like they remade it with her and it had previously been... Or am I thinking of something else?
No, but the director of Road Games, Richard Franklin, was the guy who was so obsessed with Hitchcock, he called him at his office and asked him to come and speak at his USC class, and Hitchcock showed up.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a cool story. It's a very Hitchcockian kind of thriller.
But did he leave right away because he just likes to do cameos? Good evening and goodbye. Michael?
Halloween.
Okay. What year?
Let's go with the first one.
Okay, The Ridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Louis?
True Lies?
Uh huh.
Prom Night?
Uh huh. I'm going to go New Halloween.
I'll go Halloween H2O.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to go Doctor Strange.
Okay, we're switching it up. Going back to Stan Lee. Oh, We haven't done a lot of Stan Lees.
No.
Louis?
One of the Spider-Mans.
You gotta pick one.
You gotta pick one and get the title right. I'm gonna go with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
All right.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Oh wait. Yeah, that's right. They didn't add. Wait. I'll say Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Well, then I'll say Halloween 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yes. Spider-Man 2.
Wait, who wrote the score for Spider-Man Homecoming?
I did.
Yeah, I thought so. Usually, people rarely get to name their own movies in this game. I'm sorry, what'd you say, Louis?
Spider-Man 2.
Okay. You're saying Spider-Man also? Rebecca?
I'm going to go Hulk.
Ooh. Controversial.
He's in it.
I really liked his cameo in Deadpool, where he was the strip club DJ. Eli?
Terror Train.
Mm-hmm. Nice selection.
Mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, Avengers. Jamie Lee Curtis, of course. As the Hulk.
Oh, I just thought of a deep cut for Jamie Lee Curtis. Uh-oh. Yeah, Louis?
Spider-Man 3.
I'm going to pull Rebecca. A Louis and go Deadpool 2.
Right? It's a great way to do it. Okay, let's see if I can do that. No. I'm going to have to go with... Oh, shit. A Fish Called Wanda.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'll see your Fish Called Wanda.
Uh-huh.
And I'll raise you a perfect.
Perfect. It's Travolta, yeah.
You took Michael. My fish one, so I'm going to go again with... I'm going to go with, Civil War, Captain America Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Louis?
There was no four.
No, I know. I know that. That's what I'm trying to... Now I'm stumped. You know, now I don't know what to do. This is a risky one. I'm going to say Hulk, but that other Hulk...
But what did you think about that Hulk in general? Like, if you had to, you know, describe it.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah. So what's your final answer?
Incredible Hulk.
So there was maybe more than one of them? Or was it the Incredible Hulk?
The Incredible Hulk.
That would be such a great direction to take it. There might be other Hulks. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Rebecca?
True Lies.
We
said True Lies already.
Oh, that's, I knew that, and that's why I meant to say Man-Thing.
Man-Thing?
Man-Thing.
What's that?
Stanley's in it.
I thought that was Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, those hermaphrodite rumors were extremely unfair.
It's his version of Swamp Thing.
She's all woman if you happen to catch her in a movie called Love Letters. Yeah, nobody believes me. Eli?
I don't remember her, but I do remember Stan Lee cameoing in Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go, Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Michael.
I'm Iron Man 2.
Yes, Louis.
Thor Ragnarok.
Oh. Rebecca.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I think I said that.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to go with Stan Lee is in Larry Cohen's The Ambulance. Wow. Yeah.
Holy shit. That got more than love letters. Larry Cohen's The Ambulance. You sure it wasn't Lee Daniels The Ambulance? Or Tyler Perry's The Ambulance? Okay, let's see here. Oh shit, can't believe we haven't said this for Jamie Lee Curtis yet. Freaky Friday. Yeah, where she switched personalities with Lindsay Lohan and apparently it stuck. Because Jamie Lee Curtis is way more youthful than Lindsay Lohan. Jamie Lee Curtis is like, hi! And Lindsay Lohan's like, hi.
Keen observation. I'll go with Thor 1. Just Thor.
Thor. Yeah.
All right. Thor Dark Universe. Is that what the hell it was? Whatever that was. Dark something or other. Thor... Dark World. Thor the Dark World.
Oh, people think that's right. Okay.
Dark World.
Yeah, Thor Dark World. I'm going to accept it.
That sounds made up.
Yeah.
I'm Captain America.
I already said that.
I thought you said it's something with it, didn't you?
I was saving it.
Well, there's always something more with Captain America.
Well, what was the one that was already...
I was going to say.
I thought you said one, like, not the first one. I thought you said, like, one with, like, some words.
Civil... are we?
I did. I was going to say it, but go ahead. Whatever.
So you didn't say it.
I didn't say it. You can touch my show far.
We did Captain America Civil War. Cool. But you have another Captain America?
Winter Soldier?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That works.
Well, did we do that?
I don't think... I just did two.
You did... You did the one.
He did Civil War.
Yeah.
Now I just gave up too. Look at that.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't have to go the next round. I'm safe.
Wait, what two did you say?
Captain America, plane.
No. Right. There's no such
thing.
There's no plane. Captain America.
There's no plane. Captain America. It's always got nuts or something that's bad for you.
Oh, that's right.
It's always got something you don't want. Rebecca?
The Avengers?
I thought Michael said that.
We've done the Avengers?
I think so. The first one, but there's
then
more.
I'm going to go my deep cut here. Stan Lee is in The Princess Diaries 2, A Royal Engagement.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you, five-year-old
Very
daughter.
Very impressive. Okay. I'm going to say... Iron Man 3.
Oh, dude, that was mine.
Sorry.
If we don't have Iron Man 3, we don't have Civil War. I feel like there's another one we missed. I feel like Jamie Lee Curtis in a movie called Exposed. Did we say Exposed? And we can confirm it. It was like a thriller with photography.
Cool. Wasn't that perfect?
That was perfect. That was not it. That was terrifying in other ways.
Okay. Exposed. Does anybody feel that's wrong?
I can also use my lifeline. Let's
use your lifeline.
Let's use my lifeline.
My girl.
Shit. My girl. Wow. We even talked about it earlier.
Thank you, Ian. Well
Very
done.
Well done.
Wow.
All right.
So,
look up Exposed.
Captain America,
meanwhile.
The First Avenger.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what it's called, Louis. Don't you feel stupid? What a dummy. It is weird that the first one in the series would have a subtitle.
I know.
Yeah. It is weird.
Okay.
Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use my lifeline. What you got, Jason of Frankenstein?
Halloween Resurrection.
Halloween Resurrection.
Wow. I'm going to say I hope I get this right. You guys will let me know if I do. The kind of de facto sequel to A Fish Called Wanda was called Fierce Creatures.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Starring Beyonce. Eli?
Has anyone heard of a movie called Exposed?
We're back to that again. I mean, I think we have to let it slide. It sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah, it sounds legit. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like something
no,
she would
I need
do.
To do it. I want to...
Totally sounds like
we all have magical JLC devices in our pockets, don't we?
Yeah,
we do, but we don't like to go to that. Oh, yeah, because yeah,
we don't want to go to that.
We'll settle that later.
And we did all the Thors.
It's all about tricking
Spider-Mans.
Me.
But it feels like the tribunal has said
I'm accepting Exposed. Yeah.
I know, but if it doesn't exist, then I'm gonna feel shame after.
No, it's okay.
All right,
Michael.
I'm gonna. What is that? The Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, but you did that when you died, didn't you? Do it with your no, no, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right.
Because
right, right,
I'm
right.
Gonna go Amazing Spider-Man.
Wait,
too.
Was there one Amazing Spider-Man?
There's Spider-Man, there's, and then yeah. there's
that
Amazing
when they rebooted it, they
Spider-Man.
Called it Amazing Spider-Man.
And then they did.
Right, but in that movie there was just that there was how many?
It was.
They've done a couple.
Several Amazing Spider-Men.
Which is why I'm going Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Those Amazing Spider-Men.
No! No, it's just the one.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
The Amazing Spider-Man. The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Okay.
They only did 1, 2, 3 of the first one, and then they did Amazing Spider-Man, and then that's when you came into the game. I think. There might be others. I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to go with... I think this might be really nearing the end of the road. Very sad. Checking the clock. Yeah, I don't want to waste everybody's time, and I don't have a lifeline, so I'm out.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'll think of another one. I mean, I'll think of another one probably when it's too late. But Eli, do you have another one?
We said Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
We went through all the Deadpools, went through all the Avengers. We didn't. We missed the Age of Ultron event.
Questioning that.
We did Avengers.
I think we did all the Avengers. Yeah.
We didn't. We missed an Avengers. Avengers 4. Infinity War Part 2.
Oh. Wait.
Did we say that one?
It's not out yet.
Part?
That one's not out yet. So did we say Avengers Infinity War?
I don't think so.
Well, Avengers Infinity War.
There you go.
All right.
Anything all right. left, Michael? Anything in the tank?
No, I was going to say that.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
I'm going to... Dill?
Oh, I just thought of it. Fuck. God damn
one?
It.
You want to slide it here?
No, what do you got? What do you got for
Lifeline?
Michael? X-Men?
Oh.
Nah, he wouldn't. I'm just guessing, but why would he be in that? That's the rival studio, isn't it?
No.
It's still Marvel. No. It's still Marvel.
Oh, he's not mad at them?
No, he created X-Men. Yeah. I mean, he was
but
a co-creator.
Does he make money off of it?
I think
so. Do we
have
confirmation? X-Men?
Yeah.
I think he...
I think
he
should be in that.
It's a Marvel
movie.
He's in it.
Yeah, he's
in
it.
Thank you.
I mean, there's a couple Marvel movies he's not in, but it's pretty rare. All right, Louis?
Punisher? No?
Yes.
We got a no in the audience, but he
is in The Punisher, isn't he?
Is he?
In the 1989 one?
The one with Thomas Jane?
Yeah.
No, 89. Thomas Jane was like 2007. 89 was directed by Mark Goldblatt.
He's in the 89
one.
I'm relatively sure.
Yeah.
That's the one I was talking about.
He's in that one.
Oh, man. I fell for that. All right, Louis still in it. Rebecca?
Aquaman? Oh, wait, that one's not out yet.
No.
Oh,
and it's also DC. What are you doing?
Oh, you're right. You're right. The Simpsons doesn't count, does it?
Oh.
Can't see my lifeline again. Oh, I shouldn't have given you The Punisher.
I gave myself then.
I gave you the year. I validated. I'm out. Okay.
Okay. Rebecca's
out. Sorry, son of Jason and Frankenstein.
There goes the shofar again. Eli?
X-Men 3.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I know what it's called.
Yeah, there's wishful thinking in the
okay, crowd. Well, then X-Men First Class.
There you go.
Daredevil.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh,
Michael,
sorry.
Michael get
it I thought you were in it. I forgot that was about you. I'm sorry. Damn, you can take Daredevil now.
Yeah, he didn't blow himself out yet.
X-Men Days of Future Past?
Uh-huh, yep. All right. So okay, there. Back to Eli.
Oh, because you said okay, all right, cool.
Wait, what did he say? Is he out or no?
No, he said Daredevil.
I just skipped.
He said Daredevil.
Now we're going back to regular order.
Say it again.
Well, then I could say X-Men 2.
Yeah, but that was called something else.
Oh, well, then X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah, that works. Michael?
I already did the Days of Future Past.
No, it's your turn now.
It's your turn again.
Came around that fast.
Yeah, I went around. It's the circle is getting smaller.
I know you're concentrating on your shofar performances.
Said Daredevil already.
Mm-hmm.
It's intense.
I don't know.
Right?
You're right.
It's tough. We went through most of them.
I'm going to have to...
Blow yourself out? Ricola! All right, Louis?
X-Men Last Stand?
Oh!
That's three, right?
You're really close to that word, the, aren't you?
The X-Men? The Last Stand?
My favorite is the title. It has four of those in it. The Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring. All right, Eli?
Well, Wolverine.
Oh, fucking Wolverine. That son of a bitch. You got this, don't you, Louis?
Fantastic Four.
Okay. All right.
Oh.
Eli?
Logan?
Yeah.
Other Fantastic Four.
That's not what it's called, dude.
They just rebooted it. They just did it again.
I think he's right.
Oh, yeah. But was he in that one?
I don't know. That I don't know.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Marvel movie he was in.
All right.
Can we say X-Men New Mutants?
No.
It's not out yet.
No, let's not do that.
Because that's not how we know it. Well, then what the fuck was X-Men 2 called?
Not X-Men 2.
Days of Future, X-Men Apocalypse, X-Men Days of Future Past.
It was, you know, people like to make their titles
Boogaloo.
Nice and cute.
I feel like there was Fantastic Four 2.
There was, but you need the subtitle on that
one.
What about
Swamp Thing? Was he in Swamp Thing? Probably not.
I don't feel like
he was. He was a Man-Thing guy.
Yeah, he's a Man-Thing guy.
He was the Swamp Thing guy. Well, if I can't remember
the
fucking name of X-Men 2.
Yeah.
That's the name? What? A lot of people say, what is the name?
It's can very controversial. Look
it up? Is it X-Men 2 or not?
I'm ruling that it's not. Yeah, I think
well,
it's
then
over.
I'm tapping out.
All right.
Wait,
Eli's
no,
out.
I already used my
Eli's
lifeline.
Out. Louis wins.
Louis wins.
Thank Louis you. Katz wins.
Ah. Oh, wow. Just Marvel.
And we, you know, we may have an argument about this, but I think it's called X2. It's just X2. X2 United? United?
X2
X-Men United. Oh my God.
It's weird that none of us remembered that catchy title.
And then I remembered for Jamie Lee Curtis, Blue Steel.
Oh.
Yeah. What else
was
did we miss, you guys? Christmas with the Cranks.
And what else?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. What did Jamie Lee Curtis do in that? And that's a TV special.
Is that the little puppet one?
That's a Bass
Rankin
and Bass.
Puppet show. Yeah.
Puppet show.
Big Hero 6. Big Hero 6 has got Stan Lee in it.
Oh,
neat.
Terror in the Isles.
Ant-Man. Because it's a documentary.
Oh, wasn't Jamie Lee Curtis in House Arrest?
Ant-Man and the Wasp. Fuck. House of Wax.
Rise of the Silver Surfer was the Fantastic Four sequel.
I had that on the side, but I didn't get to it.
Oh, you had that locked?
I was over there.
Yeah, you had that holstered?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Where's that striptease person? Strip Travis.
Strip Travis.
Over there.
Come get your prizes, Strip Travis. I'm sorry, it's just a pile of stuff. But yeah, I hope you can manage it. And pass your name tag down to me, Rebecca, and tell us one more time about your movie and when people can see it.
All the Creatures We're Stirring comes to VOD on December 4th and Shudder just a couple of days after.
Very nice. Thank you so much for being here, Rebecca McKendry. And we'll get your husband on the show sometime if he would like to do that.
He would have done better with Marvel movies than I would. Mm-hmm. I school him at horror, though.
We did pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say we did.
There were a lot of them still, though. Louis Katz, new album.
Yeah, the new album's called Catskills. You can get that online wherever you want. I got a bunch of shows coming up. I'll be at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick with David Tell right after Thanksgiving. I'll be at the Vermont Comedy Club with Moshe Kasher the week after that. And then I'm doing a little mini comedy festival up at the Ace Hotel in Palm Springs the weekend before Christmas, December 21, 22, and 23. It's me, Chris Garcia, Kevin Kamiya, Shane Wang, Meryl Davis, and Molly Ruben Long. We're doing shows all weekend. You get 25% off your room with the code SHTICK.
SHTICK?
Yeah, I thought there should be a C up in there, like two C's, but I was overruled.
Okay. Thanks. Michael Giacchino, what do you got coming up?
I got nothing till February. I feel very lazy. I have Spider-Man Far From Home coming up. That's not till next year. So
that's the new thing with Spider-Man.
So if anyone wants to help clean my garage with me, that would be amazing. Yeah.
But that's the new thing with Spider-Man, just work the word home into every title?
I guess so,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Spider-Man 3, Homeboy.
Home Alone.
Yes. Lost in New York. And Eli Roth, one more episode of Eli Roth's History of Horror on AMC Sunday nights. The next episode is about ghosts.
Yeah, and everyone in this room can watch the show for the very first time. It's kind of exciting. I think you really like it.
I'm really glad.
Set your DVRs.
I'm glad we turned these 70 fans. People on to its existence.
Can we all come to your house and watch it?
Community at 12:40 at night. That's perfect.
All right.
It's a great time to have everybody
it's really
over.
A great
knock, knock.
I'll bring DVR the shofar.
Shofar and wake up and let you in.
Well, thank you to all of my guests. Let's hear it for all of them. Eli Roth, Michael Giacchino, Louis Katz, and Rebecca McKendry. Do I have a plug that I want to say? Not really. As always, men who show their feet in public are a shithead. Mehmet Walker is a shithead. And people who think Del Taco is better than Taco Bell and also cancer is a shithead.
Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no way.